I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. We are happening in here. It's already on. Happy Monday, everybody. Super sick Monday.
What?
Instead of Super Bowl Sunday, it's Super Sick Monday. Say 20 million people calling sick
it's
work
the number
today.
One day. Yeah.
Should be a national occasion. Or they should let work start late. Like, I would have loved to have come in at 7.
Well, you know, I actually think on the East Coast, they're pretty... I was surprised when I worked there in Philly that people were... They were just down, they knew.
Yeah.
Monday Night Football, everyone's out late. People are going to show up either wrecked or late. Mm-hmm. And it's all good.
Yeah.
No one tripped. Everyone just kind of was with the program. Especially if the Eagles played.
Right. It's funny because it is so much later there. Like, you know, we were wrapping things up at my house at 7:30, and it was 10:30 on the East Coast, and anybody who was at a Super Bowl party, I mean, it just, like, goes so late. That freaking game. God. I'm gonna
worst
fall
ever.
Just talking about it.
You know, and the weird thing is we've been spoiled. We've had a bunch of good games. Mm. I feel like we've had 10 good games in a row where the scores were tight, seemed competitive.
Oh, there was some stat about even the spread of points. This is how boring this freaking game was. They're looking for anything to tell you about. Hold on, there's some stupid stat about how big the point spread was. I'll never find it. I don't even know why I'm trying. It was a 10-point spread last night, and I think at the end,
because the Rams had a chance just to get a touchdown and tie it.
Oh God, absolutely.
And then they didn't.
No.
And then he threw an interception, and it was over.
They are saying the most that the Patriots have ever won a Super Bowl by is 8 points.
Oh, is that? Well, yeah.
Until last night when they won it by 10. Which is just what a freaking...
You know what's trippy, though? Is it Edelman?
Yeah.
The guy who won the MVP?
Yeah.
He's from around here.
Redwood City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know.
Nice.
So congratulations.
Yeah, he had a good game. Thank God for him. The only one who got anything done out there. I guess everyone's saying, no, it's because their defenses were so great. I'm like, they're just, I don't know, they took a cue from Adam Levine. They were just like, oh, okay, I guess we'll go play the game now. The ads were pretty good. I thought there were a couple.
Oh, we have the contest.
Oh, we have a contest? Oh, all right.
I literally just told you. Like,
you did. But then I looked at the sheet and I saw that there were no words. And I'm like, oh, yeah, the word of the hour is over now. Oh, hey, that's Train. I got tickets for Train and the Goo Goo Dolls. June 15th at Shoreline. Right now, call number 9, 800-400-3697. This is the perfect Valentine's Day gift. Mm-hmm. You looking for something? On sale now at livenation.com or win a pair from us if you're calling number 9, 800-400-3697. Get to work, Hooman. I know how you love giving stuff away. Is he there?
Yeah,
oh,
he's there.
Leaning back.
He's working on his drama stay.
Oh, drama
stay.
Oh, yeah. He's got the questions.
Did you find the questions?
I found one of them, yeah.
What does it say? Ask us.
It says, tell us about the worst fight you've ever had with someone. How did you resolve it?
Oh, you've got to be kidding me. So this is, you guys, they're going to try to break us all up. They're going to try to foster drama stay between everyone.
Not break us up.
No, I know.
You and I are going to sit right here and do our show.
Yeah, I don't want to be on that show.
I'm not going to that thing.
Everyone who goes on that show, their marriage breaks up. They're not friends with anyone anymore.
Yep.
Oh, dude, I don't know. You guys be careful. Be careful. Damn.
Well, in second grade, Craig picked on my brother, so I punched him in the face.
That's how I resolved it. It was over after that.
I was thinking I buried them.
Yuzi. That's what you need to say if you want to be on this show.
I
That's
buried
funny.
Them.
You need to be funny and violent. It's great. Well, let's see. I got in a fight with my side piece when he...
Oh, yeah. Baseball bat. That's perfect.
Yeah. And I yelled that he had a small one at the top of my lungs. So that's how I resolved that. I took him back, of course. You know.
Right.
I don't know if that's the worst one.
That one's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Look at her look at the sky as we if think answers of all will the come bad. In there.
I think I threw a TV once at someone.
Oh, well, TVs used to be quite heavy.
Yeah.
And movable,
and
not attached to the wall.
His stuff over the balcony.
Oh, nice.
That was a good one.
Damn. Jesus.
You know, Use That Show has been a reality show her entire life. Unfortunately, there just haven't been
look
any
out,
cameras
Susan,
around.
This one's taking your show right over.
No.
You've calmed down a lot.
Who Man and
Use
That.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, Uzi's a very subtle person now. I think that, you know, they may have missed the boat on, you know, the Uzi volatility.
Poor Bryn, they're going to be like, that guy's doing a one-armed handstand. But look at that lady. She's crazy.
I just want to meet a shot somewhere. Just want to be in the background.
She's got a machete.
It's an Asian guy doing there.
Well, anyway. I'll be like Adam Levine and be handstand. A dancer in the background.
Yeah. Oh, my God. There was one point during the halftime show where it's, I want to say it's like, Adam, uh-huh. Big Boy, and Travis Scott all standing in a line. And this is the extent of the choreography. This.
That white boy dance.
The white boy sidestep. And they're all three doing it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the most. You know what we need for a halftime? Like, I get that now we always have music and they drag a stage out there and they put people close to the stage, but not quite close enough to touch Adam Levine because there is no touching.
Oh, there was no touching.
Even
going
when he
on.
Walks through. Yep. The crowd parts for him. And even though people, they're alligatoring their arms up because they're not allowed. You don't touch him. When he walks, do not touch him.
Like T-Rex arms.
Hands,
obvious.
Right.
T-Rex
hands.
Arms.
It was so obvious.
It was I was like.
All I could think about was
they got schooled. They got schooled that no one touches Adam
Levine.
We will
cut your hands off.
Yeah.
Uzi will have her machete and come at you. And you'll lose that hand if
How
it touches
funny
him.
Funny is that?
It's
that's clearly been
really
going on
funny.
For years now because that was
you
he does
said
not
that
want to be touched.
About your girlfriend right
8
backstage.
Years how many years ago was that
10?
That was I don't know
Shoot.
We didn't certainly didn't have
ago.
A kid
no
but she went to a show and
got
Jane
to
got
meet
her
them,
backstage
right.
And she got to meet him and they got to take a picture and they were told do not go anywhere near him.
Do not touch anyone in the band.
Right.
The band stands
the
there in her line.
Are the two girls, my girlfriend and her friend, with their arms awkwardly hanging by their side, like, hi.
Right.
It's just so
And the guys
weird.
In the band standing behind them, not really smiling.
Like, right.
Just like, and, yes, go ahead, take another picture.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm in it.
Don't do it then.
I know.
That's
well, put cardboard be. Cutouts.
Right.
Let them hump them.
Something must have happened.
Something
right.
You know, I'll bet you that early on he got groped a lot.
Someone jumped him or someone did something where he went, that is never going to happen. I will not play games ever again.
And also, I will not smile or do anything remotely interesting during this game.
Well,
so
look,
I think they need tigers. They need magic.
You
Let's
guys,
do something fun for this. Put a freaking marching band with the color guard on there.
Tigers? Come on.
Whatever.
Look, here's the thing. The NFL purposefully handpicked Maroon 5 to do exactly what they did. Come out and be as vanilla as possible, please.
Just bland. They even
we
pick
want
their slower
no
songs.
Taste. Zero.
Mm.
Afterward, we don't want any controversy. We want nothing from you guys.
Well, there is no controversy.
And that's what they got.
Except for the nipples. You know.
And you know what? For a Maroon 5 fan, they're like, oh my God, they did old songs too.
Yeah, unfortunately, they're not that great live. I also felt that the whole thing was ruined by the functioning sound system, which was one of the, about 20 minutes after the halftime show ended, you know, I get alerts on my thing, and something comes up, and the headline on it is, halftime show ruined by functioning sound system.
Really?
I was like, that, because I didn't want to like rail on it too much, because everyone was just sitting and watching it at my house. We made a few comments here and there, but I was like, that was the worst show I've ever seen. That was horrible.
Well, don't you think...
And I was not alone, and I'm happy to
Let me ask you
that.
A question. Yes. As a singer, don't you think a falsetto in a stadium
In a
of
live
that
stadium.
Side is a... That's a tough
Difficult
move,
at
dude.
Best.
Like, you might want to have picked songs where that's not your vocal range.
Sugar.
Yeah, like that.
Yes, please.
It's too high.
Come
it's too thin. Not for a stadium.
It's so funny because, you know, I think he's just trying to project manliness when he takes off his shirt and he's all buff and he's all tatted up and he's all like, I'm cool. Believe me. Can't you say that I've got completed sleeves? No shirt. It's California. Right across. My could be better toned belly.
925 says, good morning, radio family. The best part of yesterday's Super Bowl was the bingo cards.
I gotta say, I did like the bingo cards. We tried for a while on the bingo cards. But then I was just like, I'm done with the bingo card. And everyone else went, yeah, I'm done with it too. And we all put them down. I bought these.
You have to pay attention a lot.
The bingo juice squeezers.
Yeah, what
squirters,
do we call them?
Squirters.
Whatever the hell they are.
Daubers.
And I bought those. And so we all picked our colors. We were all excited. We had our bingo cards spread out. And then maybe 20 minutes in, I was like, I'm not done with this. I can't even do it. I kept everything that would happen, I'd look at my card. Do I have something that goes with that?
You really need to pay attention.
You do.
A lot going on.
Yeah, there were a lot. Plus, we each had three cards because we only four of us. So I was like, oh, Jesus. I loved the T-Mobile ads. Mm-hmm. Not just as a spokesperson for T-Mobile, but who hasn't said, hey, what's going on? And gotten back the diatribe.
My favorite one. I laughed so hard that everyone that was with me and not paying attention went, what was that one? Rewind it. We want to see it too. Because it's recipe for lasagna or something.
Eggplant parm.
And then it does it again. Recipe for lasagna. And then the thing comes on. This is the text. And the daughter goes, Dad, this is a text. This is not Google. And he writes again, oh, sorry. And then it goes, recipe for parm or whatever
goes,
it is.
Here you go, Dad.
And then
post someone.
That one was I laughed so hard at that one. It was my favorite.
Yeah. Well, and listen, we've been spokespeople for T-Mobile forever. So it was nice to see them coming up with something.
That's
funny.
The only one I saw of T-Mobile's. I heard I saw the Lyft one too. But there was the Taco Bell, the Lyft. You know what? I laughed at the Bud Light one with
my God.
The sugar barrel.
The corn syrup barrel. That one was hilarious. And then how about the other Bud Light one?
Game of Thrones.
Where suddenly it turned into a Game of Thrones promo. The guy's jousting and the guy who just knocked him off his horse, it's the Mountain.
Oh.
And then guy for a long time now.
Yeah, so we just unseated the blue guy, mm-hmm. and now it's the Mountain. And then the Mountain goes down and punches his eyes out, just like he did on that one thing. I was like, what's that? And then the dragon comes in. I'm like, oh, my God. And then sure enough, a Game of Thrones logo comes up. I'm like, Bud Light and
Did
Game
they put
of
a
Thrones.
Date?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they did.
Like, oh, there was a date there. Okay, because actually,
I was knee deep in a recipe going on at my house that I had my girlfriend text me. I go, text me when it's halftime, and then text me when the game's over. Because I was just doing this thing.
So I didn't see any of the
commercials you guys are talking about.
There were some really good ones. I actually do still think, though, that the best one, and there were a lot of good ones, the very best one was the Jason Bateman in the elevator one, the full-length thing. His delivery's great.
I didn't see that. What was that one, for a car?
Hyundai.
It was for Hyundai Buyer Assurance or something.
Yes, I think so.
That they'd pre-gotten. They're just comparing buying a car to, like, I think it was root canal, jury duty, middle seat on an airplane, all these places where people are getting dropped off. And
my new found highly emotional state, I don't know what you want to call it. I guess it's
fatherhood.
It uncorked when the first kid arrived and has just been getting worse ever since.
What did you cry at?
The Google one.
Which one was that?
It's the one about the translator.
Oh, you cried at that?
No, I didn't cry.
You
but
did.
I didn't.
You missed it up.
But I was pretty.
Your eyes were stinging.
I really liked that one. I definitely was like, that's awesome.
That translator is effing great.
The thing that people translate most, thank you, how are you, and I love you. And
aww.
I was like,
boop. Oh, Vinny.
You know which one the only one that really I got a little misty at was I think it was Microsoft adaptive software for, you know, kids who have one arm and they showed all these kids with various disabilities all getting to play video games. And you see the parents, it's like, he's not different when he's playing the game. And you're like, oh my God.
I didn't see that one. You
it
know,
was
unfortunately.
Good. And that kid, the main kid in that one should totally be a spokesperson for something. He was funny and just, you know.
I have
goofy,
to make an admission that I missed most of the game.
I don't blame you,
Vinny. Walked out and in and out multiple times because I couldn't have been more bored.
Well, it was boring. Mm-hmm. I actually, it's funny because I always try to watch the Super Bowl and try to pay attention.
Right.
I found myself by the end of the first quarter, I was like, let me just put my Sudoku
meandering
on my lap.
Meandering around, right.
And I sat on the couch. I was there and I heard the whole show that was going on around me. My brother and my husband.
Did they get ripped? Did you guys drink?
No, we
did. You have fun? No. I mean, it was...
We had a great time. Oh, I made pigs in the blanket.
Oh, you did?
I did. I got the crescent rolls.
Yep.
I could not find the little smokies or whatever those little Vienna sausage things are called. Yeah. So I just took regular hot dogs and cut them into quarters. Took a hunk of sharp cheddar cheese. Sliced up a jalapeno, mm-hmm. put some of that in there, some hot sauce, rolled them up. They were delicious.
Good.
My son ate most of them. I went back for He came out. He's like, "Oh, these are good." And he stood there for a while. And I walked back, and they're all gone. I'm like, "Oh my god, damn it!
He's
I want another
boy,
one of those."
Kids are awesome.
Dude, teenagers.
Can you guess his band name, Vinny?
What?
Can you guess
what
his band
is his
name?
Band name?
Okay. Speech therapy.
That is correct.
Ding 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 ding.
Good
ding,
job.
Ding, ding, ding.
Actually, in the 7 o'clock crash, I think we'll play a game. Oh. Did you transpose everything that the guy said?
Oh yeah, yes.
Okay, great.
We're
so if you can even just get the gist, I'll give you a point.
Good luck.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'll give you the score of yesterday's Super Bowl.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait to hear it.
A comprehensive report on yesterday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is game after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy day after the Super Bowl. Oh, my God, the most exciting game and the best halftime show of all. It happened like 3 years ago, I think, because it did not happen yesterday. Although it was pretty exciting at my house because we actually cared about the outcome. Everybody else, though, not mm-hmm. as into it. All right, coming up on the show today, Johnny Mosley is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Right now, though, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Sure, Johnny Mosley turned down Big Brother, but he can't turn down our cameras. They're here.
They are.
And you can watch him perform at 8 o'clock.
Can't believe he turned it down.
At RadioAlice.com. He'll be in here.
You all caught up on Big Brother?
Well, if you mean, did I watch the one show they had on offer? Yeah. Yes.
Give us more shows.
Super bunk. Yesterday after the Super Bowl, I went, oh,
there'll be a new one.
At least there's Big Brother, everyone. That'll be exciting. And then there wasn't.
Nope.
Some stupid talent contest.
Yeah, that new one with Drew Barrymore, RuPaul.
I didn't even give it a chance.
Anybody watch that? Well,
I did see a performance of it. I can't remember what the heck it was, though.
I had to go to bed.
There was a guy putting swords on his throat. Oh. There was another one with a bunch of kids singing really well. The martial artists.
Martial art.
Yeah, they did Taekwondo. And
that was fun.
The one where he was, they showed that in the promo a few times. Like he jumped over 20 people and then did a flying kick in the air. And
they were pretty darn good.
It was fun to watch, but you can find those performances on YouTube.
But Big Brother, this past episode, was kind of boring, I thought.
Yeah, it was all right, you know.
On Saturday.
Tonight, the episode has a head of household competition, a power veto competition, and
Live they have to cram stuff in because they haven't had a show in forever, and stuff has happened.
Right.
In fact, stuff has made the news, and I know some spoilers.
I always look away. I try not to read any spoilers. So I think there's only a week, and I think it's Wednesday it ends.
This week it's on Monday, Thursday, Friday. And then next week, Monday, Wednesday. Wednesday is the
finale.
Wednesday is the 2 hours.
So there's only five episodes left, including today's.
Three, four, five. Right.
And then the week after, Survivor starts.
Oh, good. I like Survivor. I'm a big fan.
It's awesome. Actually, so can you find out the premiere date for Survivor?
It's February 20th.
What day of the week is that?
I believe it's a Wednesday.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that show so much.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, everyone. So here's what's happening. We'll begin with the weather. It's been pouring all night. In fact, at my house, it was so loud, I really wasn't sleeping that great anyway, but so I just sat and listened to the show. But it was like, it wasn't drops. It was like sheets of water coming down. And it continued through my drive in from up the South Bay area. You said it wasn't as bad where you live, but
it wasn't. The wind, it was pretty windy. My little car was getting blown around, but I didn't realize it was pouring as much as it was down by
and
your
the
house.
The news is reporting so many accidents right now. Bad ones.
Well, a lot of standing water, the typical stuff. And, of course, that, you know, when you get that... The car in front of you throws water onto your windshield
or
where you're
truck.
Like, okay, I can't see at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
I literally
I'm doing
cannot
60.
See. Or are you doing 60?
Well, sure. I mean, yes.
That's optimistic.
Anyway, you can expect that there's going to be trouble. Hopefully this storm passes. But right now, what we're calling it feet of snow have fallen in Tahoe and the surrounding areas. One, June Mountain, which I think is south near Mammoth. June Mountain got 8 feet.
I never heard of June Mountain.
I don't.
Is it particularly tall? Is that why
I've been to Mammoth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you've mentioned that.
Yeah. But I don't know anything about June, but they say 8 feet. Hmm. 3 to 4 feet here locally in Tahoe area. So
3 to 4 feet in the last 5 days.
It's big.
Oh, it's great.
In fact, they're saying they issued a warning not only for... weather-wise, they're saying you need to get the car, the snow off the roof of your car before you hit the road. They're like, that's dangerous for other people.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So this car has clearly been dug out of a snowbank. It has, is that 4 feet of snow on top of that car?
Looks like it. Almost the
it's
height
a big
of
block.
The car.
It's a big block. And, oh, my God, that's so funny. But it's true. Not only could that be a problem for another driver, that's just going to land on the road. It needs to get, I mean, that is a, that's a snowbank.
Right.
It's unbelievable. That's funny.
So anyway, none of us are going to be digging out from the snow here this morning, but that's what's going on. In fact, I'm telling you, I swear I thought, doesn't Johnny just split the second snow starts to fall?
Sorry, guys, I gotta go.
I'm shocked that he's still in town.
Well, if you watch those Toyota ads, it seems like he just lives up there.
Oh, by the way, he was on my TV last night during the Super Bowl.
Times. What was it?
Toyota commercials.
Toyota, of course.
It's for the... Toyota
Tundra?
No, it's not. It's for the like, what do they call it? The car
driver
phone hookup
assist program.
It's like a hookup with your phone. He said that your iPhone screen is on the screen.
Oh, it's called Apple Play. Right?
Apple Play.
Oh, CarPlay. Oh,
CarPlay. CarPlay. Sure. That's what it's called. Yeah.
A lot of cars have that now. But my new van has that.
Oh, Toyota. You have a new Toyota Sienna. Mm-hmm. That car is gorgeous, by the way. I mean,
well, it won't be long. I mean,
not if you have to keep driving.
I did a 200-point turn to get into the parking spot.
So you'll
this
be
morning.
Departing here probably around noon today,
dude. That
it's gonna take you a while to get out.
I don't even know how to explain that. I figured I got this. I'll just do a couple turns, and once I got crammed in, I realized I should have started over. I really didn't cut in enough. I thought I could make it up on the back end, and then I found myself truly down there for over 10 minutes going,
the 1,000-point turn in that garage.
So anyway, the Super Bowl was yesterday, and my review is that was so freaking boring that I got laundry done.
Yeah.
I did watch the Maroon 5 halftime show, and frankly, as a fan of I'm a medium fan of...
I love them, and they were boring.
That was a boring
zero
halftime
energy.
Show.
Like,
but I think that's what they were going for.
I guess. Let's like keep it unfriendly. Is that what they were going for?
I think the NFL told them...
He didn't look like
them,
he was having fun.
We don't want no trouble.
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Maybe there'd been so many meetings that he was just like, thank God I'm here and getting this over with.
Maybe.
Because just like within the first 10 seconds, I was like, wow, he... does not look happy to be there. The energy is very low, and really they're starting with that song. Like there was just no intensity at all.
Well,
it was
he
so
is
unexciting.
A high singer, and I just think that's not doesn't translate to a stadium. It's
but
so
he's very
thin.
Manly, Vinny.
It was so thin.
He's very high singer, but he is beefed up. In fact, he looked roided. Like it looked abnormal what
no.
was going on there.
Oh,
yes.
He looks a little off.
And there's
maybe,
a,
but you know
really
what? I'm
off.
Sure he's just in the gym. Look, what's that guy got to do but practice his guitar solos, be in the gym, and tell people yes or no on The Voice.
Right.
Hit a button.
I want
his seat
you.
Around. That's all. Life's good for him.
Yeah. He's obviously bored and taking roids.
Okay. Well, I don't
know
about
what did you
that.
Say? You saw a thing where... Oh, boy.
What's
that's them turning around.
Oh.
Them turning around.
Did you say that you were seeing on social media, people were saying it has something to do with, what are the names of the muscles on either side of your neck?
What, your traps are down here?
Yeah. Okay, what's the ones, that
wait,
are
where are your delts?
Your neck?
I, look
I thought your delts were on your back. Maybe these are your delts. I don't know. Either way, the ones on either side of your neck bulge up when you're... He just looked, it looked like little Adam Levine with his little teeny face. And then
I'm gonna pump you up.
Yeah, pump a little more, man. If you're gonna whip off your shirt and have tattoos all, at least have a six pack. Come on, buddy. Oh. I get it. Your arms look great.
He looked good.
Little odd.
He looked fine.
He looked like he was wearing like one of those, you know, those samurai. There's no sumo
Bryn's
wrestler blow up, those blow up costumes from Halloween. Yeah. He had that going on from like his waistband to his neck.
Yeah, it is your traps.
It's your traps.
Oh, your trapezoid.
From your shoulders all the way down, like to the middle of your back.
There you go.
Upside down triangle.
Oh, your traps. Oh, maybe what you're talking about was your delts. That's where those are. Or are those your lats?
These are your lats.
Okay.
Your lats underneath your traps.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We got the musculature down.
Though was
stupid.
Silly.
What are you doing, buddy? Even when he got
fine.
Down, when he just had his sleeve showing.
He went from he was okay to now he's stupid.
No, he's so stupid.
And like, on roids.
Keep your shirt on. Oh, he's definitely on roids. There's something going on. There's something wrong going on there.
I don't know if you mentioned this already, but did you guys say anything about his nipples?
I didn't even notice his nipples.
No.
I was too busy trying to read.
What would you like to say about his nipples?
Please tell us about his nipples.
Just some thoughts on his nipples.
So there's a huge controversy online saying, why isn't CBS fined another $550,000?
Right, they're calling Adam's, it a wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, Adam's nipples are showing. Why isn't he treated the same as Janet Jackson?
Pissed.
Okay, well, pissed. Yeah, because you know equality.
Pissed.
No one can see a difference between a woman's nipples and a man's nipples. Nobody can do that.
The internet can't.
Except they can, and if he'd had pasties over them, that would have just been weird.
No one has ever crashed a car looking at a man's bare chest.
Yeah. It may have happened, but certainly not with the regularity of a woman. Whenever I see a naked woman walking down the street, I totally crash my car.
Yeah, me too.
Men, though, I'm like, great, another naked dude. They can't wait for it. He's like every dude on earth. I just can't wait for an opportunity to show you what I've got going on here. Let me show you what's happening here.
Well, he worked hard. I don't blame that. But I told you, if he had a couple dude friends, one of them would have said, your spot's only 10 minutes, bro. You need to keep that. Like, at the end of a Maroon 5 concert when you've been out there for an hour.
And the shirt is soaked with your
right,
sweat.
Then you pull that off. It kind of makes sense. But in the 10-minute spot you got where two other acts come on and give you a break.
Uh-huh.
You might want to just stick
just
with the tank top.
Gratuitous. It felt like... Okay, so he wants us to see that he can take it when a tattooist.
I thought he looked good, though. I mean, I'll give. Yeah, he looked good.
Dumb.
It's like, anyway,
put your shirt back on. You're embarrassing yourself.
The Pats won. Tommy got his sixth ring. One of the big commercials during the Super Bowl was for the NFL.
Yeah,
and if you saw that one,
that was good.
It was actually pretty good.
Did you see the one? Is it Peyton Manning? Which one is the Papa John's guy?
Oh, Eli Manning?
It's Peyton.
It's Peyton. So he did this thing where the committee that puts on the Super Bowl has like contacted him to like come up with the open for the thing, and he's sitting at a round table and he's got, you know, John Malkovich at the Roman Coliseum, and it's long. It's like 3 or 4 or 5 minutes long. So I don't know if it counts as an ad, really.
I did not
really
see this.
It was before the show, so it was sort of in the lead-up. It was really long and hilarious, but it reminded me of the one where they're all playing ball at this big event.
Marshawn Lynch reaches over. He just wants to finger the cake, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Who
among us hasn't fingered a cake?
He slips in his chair, grabs the whole chunk of the bottom, you know, there, and the football on top drops down. And our former coach, Mike Singletary, yells, fumble! And they all dive for it. And it was really good. And
the whole place, the ball hits the ground in every head because they're all these old famous
football players.
They all go, boom. That was really funny.
So they do a shout out to Montana and Jerry Rice. There's a moment there. There's Deion Sanders intercepting a ball. There's the immaculate reception for the Pittsburgh Steelers. There's Franco Harris, who... I actually question, there were probably people in the audience who went, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
He's a 70s guy.
Right.
So they went way back. But anyway, that was a pretty good commercial. I don't know why I'm telling you that, though. Let's move on.
It was good. It's the day after the Super Bowl. I mean, we had to expect that we were going to talk about it the whole day. It's all going to come back to that.
Yeah, I guess. Hmm. Oh, Bryn's looking at it now.
I am. I'm seeing if there's any audio worth playing. But
tomorrow night will be the State of the Union address. Tomorrow at 6 p.m., everyone. So I'll remind you again tomorrow. Our president takes over the TV at 6 tomorrow. So I have a couple stories for you here. Hopefully I have time to get to them.
All right.
They're about dating apps.
Okay.
You could call this successful. On Wednesday night, a 20-year-old guy from Battle Creek, Michigan, met a 21-year-old woman about 60 miles away in Allegan, Michigan.
Okay.
They decided to meet up and do it.
Just like that. They
Let's get together. They met in Penfield Township, Michigan.
Is that somewhere directly between the two places?
Which was way closer to the guy than the woman.
Oh, so she went out of her way to bone this guy.
And then they did it in the woman's van.
Oh.
But then the guy stole some money out of her purse and took off in his car.
Oh, geez.
So she started chasing him in her van. Now we got a high-speed chase going down. Dude, just bone lady, stole her some money from her purse and is making his getaway. And she is in hot pursuit.
She's after him.
A cop saw them speeding and started chasing them both.
All right.
The chase ended when the guy slid off the icy roadway.
Then
the woman did, too.
Oh, Jesus.
They weren't hurt, but they were both arrested for fleeing and eluding. And then the guy was also charged for robbery because she said, of course, he just stole my money.
Right. That's why I'm even speeding.
So successful? I mean, they both got nook.
Well, I wonder if he was expecting to get paid for his services or something. That's why he took the money.
He's a hooker.
I don't know. She came all the way to him.
So now you see how things can go when you're dating.
And they had met online, you said?
Yeah, they'd met through one of the dating apps. It doesn't say which one. Tinder or whatever.
Yeah. What was the one you used to?
Swoon. Are you sure
did
it wasn't Swoon?
Maybe it was Swoon.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, Cupid.
They went under.
Oh, Swoon did?
Yeah. After I used.
They should have which app it was, because they both scored.
Yeah.
Anyway, an officer has been jailed for using the police database to access personal details of his Tinder dates.
Oh, my God.
That's how these two stories
link. How could you help but do it?
So here he is. He has access to information about people. He says to himself,
it's right here. I mean,
am
I just
going to go out with this person and then find out later?
Right.
They have some kind of racketeering history?
Right. I mean, people do Google each other, and I suppose if we all had access to the police database, you probably couldn't help yourself.
Adrian Moore looked up more than 90 women
he
had met on dating websites. His lawyer says he was motivated by curiosity about their backgrounds, wanted to make sure they were safe.
How many of them didn't make the cut?
His actions were proved to be a gross and sustained breach of trust, as that's not what the police database is for. He's a 28-year veteran of the Washington Police and, in fact, was nominated as Police Officer of the Year in 2011.
If these guys have access to this database, how did anybody find out that he was even doing this?
Well, there's probably some kind of footprint that he leaves as he looks up stuff.
And they were just saying, like, wow, it seems like a lot of the girls you date are the people that you're looking... Like, who? I don't know. I guess maybe there's some kind of watchdog.
He pleaded guilty to 180 charges of using a secure police database to access information about 92 women he'd met and interacted with on dating websites, including Tinder and Plenty of Fish. No Swoon. A third of the women were checked by Moore multiple times over several years. I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
One of the victims' details were accessed 13 times over 6 years. Let's see what she's up to.
So
I think she's likely to commit crimes.
I'm going to make sure that she's...
I don't know. I don't know what this guy's doing.
So strange.
Or you could just meet him for coffee and talk to him.
Just Google him like the rest of us have to do.
You a bust?
Yeah.
If I hang out with you, am I going to regret it? Because I'm a police officer and I can't be with someone who's a bust.
You just tell me. Just be honest with me.
Tell me what's up.
Don't lie to me.
You got pot in your purse?
Well, we're in California, so that's okay. So no, is it? No worries.
It's not okay.
It's not?
Not okay.
I can't have pot in my purse?
I'm a cop.
It's legal.
No. I can't be with some person who's doing the doobie weed.
Really?
Yeah. You need to be...
But...
You need to just drink alcohol, okay?
Yeah, that seems much safer.
Right.
408 says, I work in law enforcement and those databases are heavily audited.
Oh, so they look at who you're looking at.
Well, you'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Still, over 6 years, he was checking this one chick out. Like, it took them a long time to catch on to this guy.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Feel free to write your review of the Pats' boring Super Bowl win.
Oh, my God, so boring.
My God.
Like, I actually felt bad for the rest of the country that doesn't constantly have a team in the Super Bowl. Like, God, it must be so aggravating.
Well, it looks like the rest of the country has gone Pats because... Even they referred to it after the game. Tom Brady's like, this is great. It was like a home game for us. Everybody in the stadium is a Pats fan. What in the hell? Everybody just wants to be a fan of a winner, I guess,
yeah,
huh?
We like winners.
All right. Well, we wore our San Francisco 49ers gear at my house.
Good for you. As well you should. You should support your team.
Right. That was nowhere near the field that day, but whatever. Mm. 510 says, Joey Lawrence was so funny with Julie Chen Moonves.
Oh, I thought he was unstoppable. Like she couldn't get a word in edgewise. That dude seems wound up just so tight. Like he and Adam Levine should work out together. That would be good. You know, we could compare abs and stuff.
Sarah, is it just me or is Lolo totally crazy?
She's totally crazy.
Now you know.
Why she's still a virgin at 36, even though she's that gorgeous.
She is wound... You talk about wound tight.
He actually made a great point. He's like, you just can't... You just have to avoid her at all costs. Because you just don't know when she's going to lash out at someone.
That's what this person's referring to. It's like, maybe it helped her win gold medals or something.
Right.
And helps her in athletics.
Competition.
But in personal conversations, you just can't bother.
She's exhausting. Like even I was watching Tom Green because he really doesn't say anything to set her off, but he has done it.
I can't take your drama anymore. I'm like, dude, you're the one.
Yeah,
here's a mirror. It's you.
And he just he's really growing on me.
Oh, he's
like,
funny.
He's just standing there with those big baggy eyes, yep. Just looking at her like. I think the best move here is just to not say anything. Let her burn this out.
I'm going to back up.
I love that moment where he's looking in the camera going, what about you, Ricky? What about you? So weird. And he's got that little finger diabolical master criminal thing going. I'm like, oh, my God.
Hey, so we are going to do the music. We'll do the charts really quickly in the 7 o'clock hour because we have Johnny Mosley coming up at 8.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.